The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Well fuck. I mean, I just don't know what to say. Very glad to be here with you tonight. Be able to talk to you about some things that I know a great deal about. Everyone knows that you are fucked up. And everyone knows
that. I'll just interrupt that, sorry. Didn't know that was going to happen. And apologies to any listeners out there who might have disagreed with that piece of music at the end. Okay, anyway, on with the show. This show is Friday Focus, sometimes Friday Unfocused, so apologies for that. And yeah, it's every second Friday. You can rehear Warts and All every other Friday after this one. This is the live one. And if you want to, even downcast, podcast it, download it, go to freshfm.net if you'd like to do that. If you'd also like to become a friend of Fresh, check them out. Go to freshfm.net and see what options are available. You too could have a show. You can have shows in different languages about different subjects, have hobby shows, all sorts of things. Or you could sponsor a show if you've like got a business, or you know, you'd like to have a show on a certain subject or something, and somebody else could make it for you. So go and check it out, freshfm.net. Yeah, and they're not, okay, on with the show. I'll just make sure that that's not playing anymore. It was, by the way, the Swans, if you'd like to not play them on the radio again. We'll play something that's much nicer. Well, I presume it's nicer. I know it's nicer. Here we go. It's only heavy metal. Heavy metal never heard yet.
Smile, moving up closer. Essential part of modern civilization. Large atomic devices are exploded and the precious neutrons released are quickly and expertly picked up by trained operators in custom-built machines. It is a dangerous job and lax operators do not live long. Remember to take your hard hat and mask to work every day and chances are you'll make it home again that night with a fat paycheck in your pocket. Work continues despite the conditions. Society's hunger for neutrons shows no signs of satisfaction. The neutron's role in the modern world is so integral that it's impossible to conceive how we could function without it. Indeed, the whole political economic establishment is practically glued together with an extremely sticky type of neutron. Of course, there are conspiracy theorists and the usual rent-a-lefty crowd who would have us ditch neutrons for hemp. But at the end of the day, there are a bunch of Muppets who should get some guts and join the winning team. The amount of hemp it would take to get your car from here to Istanbul just doesn't make sense. Neutrons mean jobs. And the private sector's shown it's much more efficient at harvesting than the state sector. So I've decided that it's in the public's interest to sell our harvesting department. Due to the importance of the issue, tenders were not called for publicly, but instead we approached industry leaders, who we trust, to seek their input into the process. And therefore today we're proud to announce the sale to a partnership between British and American Tobacco and Monsanto. I'm sure they'll do an excellent job. Thank you.
Fast, I woman.
Hey, 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 that was a band called UFO and a song called Shoot, Shoot. I had this album when I was a kid. Well, actually, my older brother had it. My older brother needs more credit than he gets from me for my taste in music, because everything that I sort of got into as a kid were hand-me-down cassettes when he went off to university. I got to keep all his tapes that he didn't want at that time. There was like Pink Floyd and Peter Gabriel, and it was had some cool stuff, including UFO album, Strangers in the Night, double live album. And yeah, they're a great band. I checked them out on YouTube recently, and there's lots of good live footage. I'd never really sort of seen what they were like. Didn't know, have any idea what they looked like, you know, because we only had this cassette. And yeah, what a great band. One of those bands that never got uber famous but toured around all the time, probably made quite a good living. And as you can, like in Europe and going around the States, because there's just cities everywhere. And you don't have to drive that far to get to a city, and there's a whole nother venue and stuff. So yeah, that you can do it. You can tour around. You can do stuff. In fact, I saw a band in Auckland a few years ago, the Super Suckers. Oh, I felt sorry for them. They were like halfway through this massive, like endless tour. They looked wrecked already. And they had all these dives to go, and there's like, there's about 15 of us watching them, and they were from America somewhere. And yeah, just wrecked. felt sorry for them. They had such a long way to go. But yeah, some people love it. Some people love it. Another band I remember going to see was the John Spencer Blues Explosion, and talking to one of them afterwards, he said they do 10 days on, then go home for a week, and then do another 10 days, depending on where they go. So like you know, that and that leg, they did New Zealand and Australia over 10 days, then went back home for a week, and then they'd maybe go and do a couple of states in America over 10 days, excuse me. Playing all the bigger cities in each state, and yeah, then go home. Life, rock and roll, life on the road. Anyway, on with the show. This show, Friday Focus, or Friday Unfocused, depending on how you're looking at it, depending on which glasses you got on, your bifocals, looking through your bifocals while you're driving, are you? Hope not. Anyway, the show is kindly sponsored by Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite, whose drivers are very, very good. Every time I've encountered one anywhere, they've been the most excellent drivers. They pull over, let you pass as soon as they can. If it's a place like going over the Takaga Hill, they're really conscious about other vehicles on the road. Excuse me. Loads always look well secure. So, yeah, thanks, Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite, and they sponsor this show. And if you'd actually like to know a bit more about Dolomite, it's a great soil conditioning fertiliser. It's made from ground-up rock out of Mount Burnett, and it's got great levels of magnesium and calcium and really sort of soil-available forms, and it's really good to get your soil in a great condition to grow stuff. So, yeah, give them a call, 525-8423, I believe. Otherwise, look him up, Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite. Ask to speak to Ross, he'll see you right. It's my joke because his name is Ross Wright. Anyway, on with this nonsense. What have we got? Oh, yeah, here's some bit of comedy.
Thanks for joining us.
Good evening.
What's the position with these weather systems at the moment? Cyclone Debbie, that's moved through?
It has. It's a very slow-moving system, so that's taken a while, and there's still a lot of very high wind associated with that system.
And a lot of damage, I guess.
Huge amount of damage, 200-kilometre-an-hour winds.
The power's out, of course.
Yes, the infrastructure's been hammered, Brian.
Yeah, and of course a lot of rain.
Well, the rain's been biblical. It still is. There's an enormous amount of rain up there right now.
Now, we're dealing with several weather systems at the same time here in Australia. Can we just go through them?
Yes, by all means.
Cyclone Cory. Did that develop?
No, Cyclone Cory's been downgraded, Brian, to a light zephyr.
And I see that Cyclone Bill's forming again off the coast there.
No, late this afternoon, Cyclone Bill seems to be dissipating. It's been blown out to sea and simply might become just another low-pressure system. No power in it at all, bro.
Right. Cyclone Malcolm, is that formed yet? Or not fully.
A number of low-pressure systems are moving there, and it's way south of where we thought it would be. It's a long way south. So if it makes landfall, it'll be well south.
Now, wasn't some of the energy in Malcolm lost to Hurricane Pauline at
one stage?
Yes,
it was. And then a lot of Hurricane Pauline's strength was dissipated by a thunderstorm system that was associated in very high pressure.
And what was the name of the thunderstorm?
It was called Barry.
And how do they measure the pressure in a thunderstorm?
Well, that's barometric pressure, Brian. That's measured with a barometer. And of course, that's to do with the temperature of the sea. And that will put warm air into Malcolm, and that'll mean Malcolm's on the move again.
Should people be worried about Malcolm?
Well, people should always be worried by a cyclone. There's enormous energy there, even if it doesn't seem to know what it's doing. And it's a long way further
south. Which areas are we talking about?
The town's most affected, if it hits the coastline with any force, Brian, will be Dutton and Abbott.
Dutton and Abbott.
That's right.
So what industries are going to be affected down there in Dutton and Abbott?
The loathing industry, Brian. A lot of Australia's loathing is done in Dutton.
Done in Dutton, of course.
A lot of seething. Not just in Abbott, Brian, but a lot of seething is done in that whole area.
Yeah, so, okay, for people in Dutton and Abbott who are watching, should they leave now? Is that your advice?
Well, if it gets any strength, Brian, put it this way, you should ring your friends in that area and see if they need your help, and if it were me, Brian, I'd be packing up and leaving now.
What about in Abbott?
Well, in Abbott, Brian, apparently the whole area's in lockdown. Apparently someone's holed up in an MC shop, heavily armed, and police have advised do not approach him under any circumstances.
Even now.
I see the birdies in the trees. See the fishes in the seas. I'm perching on the garden wall. I see the man that made it all. I see the sand, I see the stones. I see right through into your bones. Your skeleton can dance all night and cape beneath the swaying light.
if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes to watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, God, but did you ever?
The finest pearl, but it it's only cardboard balls seamed in glue. Overwhelming technique done through diligence. It's all happening from the inside, you say. Done from the inside where it barely shows on the outside. It's remarkable, I say. This is the best batch yet. We're baked in special. We're the best batch yet. We don't have to suffer.
Man discovers the last irrelevant secrets, finally, for they started long ago. The gate is reopened. It's time to go home. Gather up all your atoms. Picked in bunches, if you so care. Pick up all your atoms. The gate is over here. Go in this bucket, all of your thoughts from all your years. Put them in this bucket, put the bucket over there. Gather in all your feelings and knead it over here. All of your hugs, all of your pain, all of your music. And knead it over here, through the gate. needed over here, through the gate.
Only the best for you lot out there. That was Motorhead, of course. Blimmin' heck, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah. Whew. Love it. Hope you like it too. If you don't, too bad. You don't tune in next week at the same time, because exactly the same thing will happen. I'm telling you now. And considering that, apologies for the start of the show. Song took me by surprise. Normally that guy's vocals are so obscured you can't hear a word he's saying, but not today. Fresh and clear. Thinking of fresh and clear, you should visit freshfm.net. It's a great little portal into the world of Fresh FM. And check us out. You could become a member, friend of Fresh, be part of the team, have your own show. You could be just like me. You could get a show sponsored. That's what I've got. Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite sponsor my show. Thanks, Solly's. I really appreciate it. I love doing this show. It's a lot of fun. And I get to play some awesome stuff like Motorhead. Everyone likes Motorhead, I think. That's what I heard anyway. What are we doing now? Okay, mucking around.
Hey. Hey. Mac.
Yeah?
Hey, I wonder if you could help me.
Can I help you? Oh, yes, sir, I would be happy to. Anytime I can help anybody, you just call on old Ernie, old buddy. You just call on me. What can I do for you?
See, I'm supposed to make this delivery, yeah? And I guess I'm lost.
Oh, no, you're not lost.
No?
No. I know exactly where you are.
Oh, where am I?
Right here.
I think I'll go somewhere else and...
Wait a second. Come back here. Now that I've found you, what can I do to help you?
Oh, well, you see, I got this package to deliver to this lady, and I don't know where she lives.
Oh, wow, you've come to the right man. Because, yeah? You see, I know everybody in the whole neighborhood.
Oh, good.
What's this lady's name?
Oh, her name, yeah. It's, it says it's Marianne. No, this last name I can't pronounce. I'll spell it.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
That's her name?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me think about it. What was that name again?
It's Marianne. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Yeah. Well, listen, is that Miss Marianne, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, or Mrs. Marianne, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z?
Let me check. It's Mrs. It's Mrs. Marianne. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Oh, yeah, sure. I remember her. Yeah, she lives just a couple blocks down, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she lives right upstairs from Harold 1234567891010.
That's his name? One, Harold, 1234567891010.
Yeah, that's right. You see, they're both school teachers. You see, Marianne, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z,
yeah,
teaches spelling.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey. Marianne, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, teaches spelling?
Yep.
Hey, then... Harold, 1234567891010 is a school teacher too?
That's right.
I bet I can guess what he teaches.
Okay.
If Marianne, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z teaches spelling, I bet old Harold, 1234567891010 teaches arithmetic.
Nope. He's a music teacher.
A music teacher?
Yeah, he teaches a lot of great musical numbers.
I got it.
and they're all in fear. They don't seem to want me, but they won't admit. Thinking black on black, strange creature, how strange heaven fits. From my body house, I'm afraid to come outside. Although I'm filled with love, I'm afraid they'll hurt my pride. So I play the part I feel they want of me. And I'll pull the shades so I won't see them seeing me. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found.
Thank you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.